A Colombian rebel leader is in U.S. custody today. Carlos Bolas, wanted on drug trafficking charges, was arrested in Suriname and flown here to Washington, where he's to be arraigned in U.S. District Court. His arrest coincides with a visit to Washington by Colombia's president-elect, Álvaro Uribe. Uribe, who takes power in August, has been lobbying Congress and the Bush administration for an increase in U.S. aid to Colombia. The administration would like to see the lifting of restrictions on how that aid money is spent, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
President Uribe's U.S. schedule could be described as somewhat schizophrenic. In New York, he met with the United Nations Secretary General to discuss possible peace talks with guerrillas known as the FARC. In Washington, Uribe met with, among others, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. He's announced plans for more aggressive military action against the FARC if peace talks fail. Miguel Caballos directs the Columbia program at Georgetown University.
I think he's giving some oxygen to a possible peace process, but I think it's a smart strategy too, because if the FARC is going to say not to the mediation, President Uribe could show that he tried to solve a possible peace process, and he's going to have a lot of international support to fight against FARC.
Yet critics do not believe Uribe's peace overtures are sincere. Jason Hagen is with the Washington office on Latin America. He notes Uribe has demanded a ceasefire and end to guerrilla attacks before any peace talks, something Hagen and others consider unlikely to happen. Hagen claims Uribe's only intent is to escalate fighting and says even with the greater U.S. aid package, this will not solve the problem.
To really have an impact, both the Colombians and the United States would have to give dramatically more amounts of money to win this militarily. And I don't think the United States people had the stomach for it. And frankly, I don't think the Colombian government at the time right now has the money for that type of effort. So right now, all of this military posturing and bolstering is simply accentuating the stalemate. It's drawing it out.
But it was Uribe's military posturing that got him elected. Current President Andres Pastrana spent 3 years in peace talks with the FARC, only to break them off after a series of guerrilla kidnappings and attacks. Uribe's campaign slogan, that he would use a hard hand, resonated with voters who are increasingly frustrated and frightened. Cindy Arnson of the Woodrow Wilson Center says there's no longer any question that the U.S. should aid Colombia's military. The only question is how to use the money.
To professionalize the armed forces, make them more effective, make them more respective of human rights, make them strictly independent of paramilitary groups, make them sever their ties with paramilitary groups. Yes, U.S. assistance should do all of these things.
Congress is debating such conditions, but critics say past restrictions on aid have been ignored, and there are other concerns. Colombia's attorney general is investigating the disappearance of $2 million in U.S. anti-drug aid, and a leaked General Accounting Office report suggests Colombia's military is not training enough pilots to use helicopters the U.S. already has donated. Analyst Jason Hagen says before the U.S. gets more deeply involved, Colombia should step up its own efforts. He notes Colombia's military does not have nearly enough members to take on the estimated 35,000 guerrillas and paramilitaries, yet high school graduates are exempt from service.
And frankly, right now the elite, the wealthy in Colombia have to contribute, and they have to contribute with their checkbooks and their children. They have to be willing to pay more in taxes for an expanded war effort, and probably most importantly, they have to show ordinary Colombians that they too are willing to send their children to the front lines to serve in combat positions.
Such arguments may do little to change minds in Washington. President-elect Uribe has cast his mission as part of the global war on terrorism, and the Bush administration appears eager to help. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.